A record 422,000 Chinese tourists came to New Zealand over the past year. And while the annual growth rate has slowed to just 14%, tourism officials in New Zealand are confident about the future. David Craig, Asia Manager of Tourism New Zealand, says the upgrading of FTA will stimulate tourism growth.
The outlook is very, very positive, we are very committed to China as our long-term opportunity. The encouragement of people-to-people contacts is essentially what tourism is all about. So, yes, an upgraded FTA will be good for tourism, and we welcome it.
In civil aviation, Sichuan Airlines will become the seventh Chinese carrier to launch a New Zealand service when it starts direct flights from Chengdu in June. Air New Zealand also operates 10 weekly flights to Shanghai during peak seasons and welcomes competition. Cam Wallace is Chief Revenue Officer of Air New Zealand.
The more Chinese airlines that come to New Zealand, organically, the more promotion of New Zealand as an outbound destination in China. So in some ways, it helps to stimulate the market.
The latest tourism growth forecasts predict that the number of Chinese tourists coming to New Zealand will double to more than 900,000 by 2022, and China will overtake Australia in terms of tourism dollars being spent there. Brad O'Reilly, chief executive at Auckland Tourism and Economic Development, hopes the Chinese visitors can keep coming back with more business investment made in his country.
Those people may come here in the first instance as tourists, but they come back a second time as an investor, or as a migrant, or as parents of international students. You know, we want that tourism to grow, but it would be great if that tourism isn't just holidaymakers, but it's actually business people.
Wealthy Chinese tourists are staying longer and spending more. It's estimated that Chinese tourism will contribute more than $5 billion to the economy within 6 years, and the challenge is to attract more high-value tourism. Since FTA was reached in 2008, bilateral trade between China and New Zealand has increased nearly threefold. The first round of negotiations on upgrading the FTA will be held in the first half of this year. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.